So good morning, Rabbi Yisai. Our limud of Sefer Chofetz Chaim, Hilchos Lashon Hara, is L'schus Refuah Shleima for Yosef Dov Ben Chailish, Tav Refuah Shleima, B'Sor Shoch Eli Yisrael B'Korif. So Chofetz Chaim says that if a person, we said that if a person hears Lashon Hara about somebody, then he's allowed to believe it only to the extent of protecting himself from harm, but apart from that, he's not allowed to believe it. Says the Chofetz Chaim, and what happens if he did hear Lashon Hara, and he did believe it, and he did act on it. Like the example that we spoke yesterday, Mishloach going around in town, going around the Beis Hamedrash collecting, and somebody says, the guy's a crook, he's a fake, he's an imposter, he's not poor, he's got more money than you have, etc. So the halacha is, you're not allowed to believe. You prevent yourself from coming to harm from him. But apart from that, you're not allowed to believe, and you're not allowed to not give him stock as a result. So what happens if he's somebody, I did believe him. I believe the guy told me, my neighbor told me, that this guy, this Mishloach, is a crook. So I said, you know what, I'm not going to give him money. I'll keep it for somebody else. I'll give it to another Mishloach. Yeah. So therefore, you've acted on the Lashon Hara, which you weren't supposed to believe. You're allowed to protect yourself, but you're not allowed to treat him any differently as a result of that. And therefore, you should have given him what you would normally have given him. If you would normally have given him a pound voucher, then you're supposed to still give him a pound voucher. And I thought to myself, you know what? He's a Sofik, somebody else is more Vadai, so therefore, I'm not going to give him. Says the Chofetz Chaim, so if you have been over, and you did accept the Lashon Hara, and you did believe it, and you did act on it, which you were not supposed to, what should you do? So the Chofetz Chaim offers a three-point plan. Two of them, numbers 2 and 3, are standard halachas of Teshuvah, which is that he should be mekabel on himself. He should have charota, obviously. He's got charota that he did it. And he should be mekabel on himself in the future, that he will try and be mischazek, and that he won't be mekabel Lashon Hara. And he should say vidui. Yeah, al-chet shechaton lefonecha b'Lashon Hara. So when he says, al-chet shechaton lefonecha b'Lashon Hara, then he can be mechavan at that time, or at any time he can say alchet shechaton lefnecha b'loshon hara every day of the year. It's not only, you know, you can say all the alchets every day of the year if you really want, so if you've got the time. But in any event, so he says, fine. So I recognize my chet, I have charota, regret, and I'm mekabel lahabor, and I say vidui. Those are the standard rules of teshuvah for any aveira that a person does. What do you do in order to be mechazik yourself so that you won't be mekabel Lashon Hara in the future? After all, I heard something, I believed it, and I acted on it. Maybe the same will happen again. Says the Chofetz Chaim, the Eitzah is to be mechazik yourself in the mitzvah of Betzedek Tishboit Amisecho, of being don l'chavzchus, in every situation that you come across. When you see a sofik, if a person is doing the right thing or is doing the wrong thing, and people's nature is generally to condemn, human nature is to think bad of somebody else, to suspect that maybe he's doing something wrong. He says, if you're mechazik yourself in the midst of betzedek tishpat amisecho, of being don l'chavzchus, and you do that all the time, every time, then you will be able to withstand future temptation to believe Lashon Hara, to believe bad about somebody, because usually there is always a tzadzchus. It's very rare that there is no tzadzchus whatsoever, and that one cannot think of a possibility that the guy is genuine. And therefore the first thing that you would think if you're being don l'chavzchus of this mishulach is when your friend tells you he's a crook, you say, maybe he's not a crook. How does he know? Where's his information from? It becomes a sofik. The moment it becomes a sofik, you won't be mekabel Lashon Hara. So he says, be mechazek and betzedek tishpoit amisecho, and you won't have a problem.
It's one of these buzzwords.
No, it's us and them.
Started at the Turaway, Northwest London. Friday, base EO. 17th day of the Omer, 10th of May, Rabbi Avraham Harsti in Shlita, the Tzedek Tishpoit Amisecho. This week's story was Leskos Hashuam Achayolim Bamilchum Hashach Sulu Vatayim Shalom Bim Heiro.
Well, that's my shit. I didn't know that was the subject.
Perfect. Okay. Nothing's a coincidence.
No.
Yeah. Okay. Good morning. Thank you very much for the opportunity to share some Torah here. My mokum where I grew up, so it's nice to have some hakaras atoiv. Ain toiv ed a Torah. A bit of Torah to Golders Green. Baruch Hashem, kind of horror. So much Torah here, but another drop will be my skus. So in this week's Edras, as we spoke about just before, the Tzedek Tishbei Tam Yisecho, this week's Edras, I was asked to speak on the parasha. It's essentially asking to speak on Kol HaTorah Kulo. The parasha is full of 61 mitzvahs. The truth is, according to Tosfos and Rabbeinu Yoina, they say the mitzvah V'yareisa Lekecho is a mitzvah on all the mitzvahs Hasei of all the mitzvahs Lekecho. When a person refrains from doing a Avera, so he's Mekayim the mitzvah V'yareisa Lekecho. So it's another 365 in this week's Sedra anyway. But as a favorite topic of mine, the topic of Lashon Hara and other Bein Adam Chaveiro is included at the beginning of the parasha. And the Pasuk B'Tzedek Tishbei Tamisecha precedes the Pasuk of Loiserech Rochel, the Isra of Lashon Hara. So B'Tzedek Tishbei Tamisecha, the mitzvah has two pshotim. Rashi says the first is Kipshutai, which is talking to Beis Din, that one has to judge correctly. The second, which is the more famous, perhaps, the more relevant to most of us, is Davacha Hevidones Chavercha Lechavsuchus. The mitzvah being done Lechavsuchus, which we know the halachas, should either just be learning in the Chavetz Chaim, that if somebody's a kosher Jew, then a person has to, unless there's definite evidence that he's done something wrong, a person has to judge him Lechavsuchus. If it's a Talmud Chacham, then even further the Chavsuchus. The Gemara says if he's done something, you assume he's done tshuva. And only if it's somebody who's muchzik to be a Rasha, so then the Tzedek itself prescribes that we can be done Lechav Choyva. The Sugya of done Lechav Suchs is to be found in Shabbos, in Gemara Shabbos, Daf Kuf Chav Zayin. So we'll start with a story. The introduction to the story is Ton Rabbanon Hadon Chaveri Lechav Suchs. If we judge others favorably, HaKadosh Baruch Hu judges us favorably. And the Gemara brings a story. Somebody found himself as a worker for 3 years. We'll see, this wasn't any old Maaseh Odom Echod, and it wasn't any old Balabais Echod either. Erev Yom HaKippurim, the end of his 3-year contract came to finish. On Erev Yom Kippur, Amar asked him to pay him. I'll go and bring money to my family. Amalai, Eini mice, I have no money. Amalai, Teni peiros, give me fruit. Amalai, Eini, I have no fruit either. Teni karim akusasos, give me some other item. Eini, Hifshel keirov la'achayrov, he took his knapsack on his back. V'holach lebeisoy bepache nefesh, he went devastated home. La'achar regel, after Sukkos, not a balabais, schore biyoda, he took it, the balabais, got hold of the money, he came down to him, v'imoy masu gimul chamoirim, echot shel macho, echot shel mishtev, echot shel minim begodim, he brought lots of presents to bring with to this worker. Sugiv ribis, those are learning dafayomi, but it's not out in at the moment. Horech le'beisoy, achash ochle v'shosu, they ate together, he paid him. Amalai, and he asked him, what were you thinking? What were you thinking when I told you I couldn't pay you? He said to him, what were you choshed me? Amarti, said the worker, perhaps you had a tremendous business opportunity, but and you invested in it. Assumption perhaps is that you thought that the money would be back by Erev Yom Kippur and it wasn't. B'shar shamarta li ten li behema v'amarta li eni behema b'amecha shatani om Hashem u'muskeres b'yad achirim. B'shar shamarta li ten li karka v'amarta li karka b'amecha shatani marti shem u'muskeres b'yad achirim. What about the property that you asked me for? So I assumed that although I saw that you owned fields, other things, but perhaps they were really lent or rented out to other people. Finally got to the last question. He said, perhaps He was makdish all everything he owned to the Beis Hamikdash, Chirem and Neder. Amale ha'avoida, promise kach hoya. He got it right. He didn't get it right with all the first assumptions, it sounds like, but with the last one he was right. Hidarti kol nechosei bishvil hukunus b'ni, shelo yosak b'torah. I promised all my possessions to Shamayim because I was concerned about hukunus who wasn't learning Torah. Shebosei tzach haverei b'dorayim, hitiruli, when I went to my friends in the south, you see already this wasn't a simple person, someone who's friends with a Tanoim. Hitiruli kol nedorai. It says this was Rabbi Eleazar ben Hurkanus. His son Hurkanus was named after his father. And you, just like you judge me favorably, HaKadosh Baruch Hu should judge you favorably. The She'ilta says that the worker was none other than Rabbi Akiva. So we have really a discussion between Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Eleazar. There is a Shloh HaKadosh. I'm wondering why it's so appropriate it was Rabbi Akiva. This is a side point. The Shloh HaKadosh says that Rabbi Akiva was a Gilgal of Yosef HaTzadik. Akiva ben Yosef, and he says that his job was to be Mesakein, which Yosef didn't manage. Perhaps, if one's allowed to suggest these things, perhaps the Tikkun, as we'll see later on, the Avera that Yosef HaTzadik have, Ayove di Bosom Ra'el Avihem, was essentially that he judged his brothers badly. He wasn't done the chafzuchus. Yosef saw things going on with his brothers, and he decided that they were doing wrong. He says that they were mezalzel b'nei ashvachos. Says that they were eating eiver min achai. It says they were porot ba'arayos. And each of those really had a different explanation of what was going on, but he decided that they were doing bad. He was done chafchayva, and from that was niskalga everything. So Rabbi Akiva ben Yosef, the Gilgal, has this tremendous story, tremendous nisayon after 3 years of hard work. He obviously didn't have any money to bring home, and he was still done the chafzuchos. Al kolponim, two questions, generally on done the chafzuchos. The question number one, many people ask, done the chafzuchos in Lashon Hara, people ask, how can one really be done the chafzuchos? How is it possible to always judge someone favorably, and come up with these, you read these books, these stories of wild possibilities of what might have happened, this story itself. Are we really meant to, is it all dependent on our creativity? Is that what it's about, Don Chafzuchos? Be creative. Is Don Chafzuchos to know that everybody's a tzaddik? How does it work? How does one reach this? It's a very difficult nisayon. It's a mitzvah d'oraisa. And it's ma'aseh m'chol yom. It's something that we come across every single day. What kli does a person have to be done l'chafzuchos? The second question is, what does it exactly mean? Adon l'chaveri l'chafzuchos, don inoise l'chafzuchos. Hashem judges me l'chafzuchos if I judge someone else l'chafzuchos. The way we understand, I see a story, should be done l'chafzuchos, understand that what you see is not accurate. If you weren't Rabbi Akiva, well, disgusting behavior, this person I worked with him for 3 years, how could he possibly do it? He's a lowlife. And we say, no, you're missing the story. He had a reason, which apparently was a kosher reason, to be madin chosav l'shamayim. I was expected to know that. Okay, so if I'm done the chavzuchos, I'll discover the fact that I didn't know. If I'm not done the chavzuchos, I won't. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is judging me every day. He knows exactly what I do. He knows the story. If I'm a tzaddik, I'm a tzaddik. If I'm not, I'm not. It doesn't need to work out the story. Where is the middah keneged middah? If I'm done the chafzuchos, HaKadosh Baruch Hu should judge me the chafzuchos. I don't know the facts. HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows the facts. Where's the middah keneged middah? So, the Gemara a little earlier on, it's interesting. It brings two versions of what is the list of the things we say every day. Adam Eichel Perisein Boilem Azeh, Vakeren Kaimest Oilem Haba. In one version, it says, "Achnasas orchim bekuchaylim iyun tefila, ashkamas veis a midrash, megadol bond of the Talmud Torah, v'hadones chaveru lechafzuchos." This is one of the things that a person's oichel perisein b'olam hazeh, v'keren keren b'olam haba. Shisha. Apparently, this is the list, the entire list. The Gemara asks, got another place, another mission which says, Adam, Karen came to what are the things that Adam Eichel per se by him as ever, Karen came as Loyal and Abba? Keep it over in, Gimnus Chasodim, Abba Shonim, and Adam Chaveroi, the Talmud Torah can egg Kulam. Where are the items that are missing? Specifically, Don Chavsuchus. Where's that fit in the list of Keep it over in, Gimnus Chasodim, Abba Shonim, Talmud Torah can egg Kulam? Says the Gemara, Hani Nami Bahani Shaichi. They're really one and the same. Says Rashi. Hani Nami Bahani Shaichi. Explains Achnasas Orchim Abikuchoylim is included in Gemilus Chasodim. Ion Tefillah, interestingly enough, is also Gemilus Chasodim because Goimel Nefsh Nafshoy Ish Chesed. Person is doing good to himself, to others, with Tefillah. Not our topic at the moment. Says Rashi, Donis Chaveir Chavsuchus Bichlal Havas Shalom. Because he decides and determines that this person did not sin, what does he say? Onusaya, he was an oines. Oilatoivon is scaving, or he intended good. Because of that, Yeshalom b'nei, there's peace between them. He's not feeling negative feelings towards this person, because he's decided that he really didn't mean badly. These words, I believe, are the key to being done the chavsuchus. He was either onus or he intended good. These are both, in Shabbos, these are the Meleches Machsheves ideas. Onus, it wasn't his intention to do anything bad. He was intending to do good. When we see situations, it's hard to use our creative mind always to think of what could have been going on. The main point that we have to instill in ourselves and repeat to ourselves is this person did not mean bad. There's no reason to assume that a good Jew means to do something conniving, evil, bad. We can always assume. That's betzedek. The word betzedek, tish b'dam yisrael, is telling us to think of something true, not something weird and wonderful, something out of the box. Betzedek, tish b'dam yisrael. It's true that a good Jew, there's no reason to think that he ever meant to do anything bad to me, they ever meant to do anything bad to somebody else. If something happened, his intentions must have been good, or he was unable to prevent this happening. He for sure did not intend for this to happen. That's the mafter, that's the key to being done the chavsuchus. Even the stories that come up, Rabbi Akiva, who managed to, even with his imagination, he finally got to the right story. But the way you get to these stories is by being sure and convinced that he couldn't have meant badly. Reminded of a moshul that teach chassonim sometimes, that with Rabbi Twersky has a book on marriage, and he mentions a beautiful moshul. He said, when somebody hits his friend, he gets upset, why are you suddenly hitting me? So if somebody's got sunburn, and his friend comes up to him and whacks him on the back, he doesn't get upset with him. So he knows that the reason he's hurting me is because my back is hurting. My back's sore, not because he intended to do anything. The same activity, my reaction, my judgment is all dependent on what I think he was intending. If I'm sure that he didn't intend bad, I understand that this wasn't bad. And that's the side of Donald Trump's, of course. I'll pee that. We can understand how the middle can make a middle works. For sure, HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows the facts. We're not discussing the facts, we're discussing the intention. There's a Nefesh HaChaim who explains tshuva, the way tshuva works is that a person sins on a certain level of his neshama. The process of tshuva is to reach a deeper level of my neshama, which is purer than what I tainted, and from there to draw down the true me. The person returns to the truly motivated Jew on Yom Kippur, that's the real me. It's from that real me, from the higher level of the neshama, that the source of kapara comes. Because even if a person on one level is inclined to do something bad, everybody on a deeper level, his deeper connection with Hashem, which is truly him, wants to do good. A person does an aveira during the year, things are happening, he's distracted, comes to Rosh Hashanah, comes back to himself, comes to Yom Kippur, he connects to that true wish to be with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to be an Eved Hashem, and he realizes that that which I did in Sivan, that wasn't me, that was a lower part of me. And this is the real me. This is the real me. I want to be the Malach, the Kittel. When Bazin reaches back to his Shoresh, he can achieve Kapora. Don Nechav Sechus, HaKadosh Baruch Hu looks at the mice, we know exactly what he did. The question is his motivation. When a person's motivation is perhaps not 100% Shem Shamayim, perhaps he did an Aveira, and he did want to do that a little bit. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Don Nechav Sechus, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Yorei to his real motivation, to his real Ratzon. And deep down in every Yid, there's a place where every Maisa that he did was an Oynes. Every Maisa that he did was even the Toiv Miskavim. There's a place of Tshuva Meira and a place of Tshuva Me'avo. Tshuva Meira, you say, okay, this wasn't me, this was Onus, type of Oynes. I'm really somebody who wants to serve Hashem, what happened? There's a place of Tshuva Me'avo where there's Zedoynes, Nasis, Kizchuyos, because ultimately in our deep Shoresh Neshama, everything that comes out is really Lashem Shamayim. And these are the two points that apply to us in a very practical way in Don Nechav Sechus. If we understand other people's motivations as being pure, we can be Mekayim the Mitzvah properly, and we can be Zoicha that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will look into our Neshama and see the pure motivations that exist there. The next Pasuk in the Parsha, Loiseidech Rochel Ba'amecho. Loiseidech Rochel Ba'amecho, interesting words. You shouldn't go as a merchant, in your people. Rashi explains, Chazal say it's an azhara lemesapri lashon hara. This is the isur of lashon hara. The Chofetz Chaim is a long list of lavim and aseis and arurin. The first one is lo yseidech rochel. This is the shorashi, the main source of the isur of lashon hara. The way the Torah says this isur, it's fascinating. Lo yseidech rochel. You shouldn't go rochel. Why does the Torah use this lashon? There is a pshat from the Ora Chaim. He explains that when I say lashon hara, sometimes I can talk to somebody and what I say is not lashon hara. It could be the toyeles, it could be not meant bad, it's not taken badly. But I have to have another thought in my mind. What is going to happen with this information? Where's this going to go next? And it could be that if I know that the person I'm speaking to is not necessarily going to keep this information with himself, he may not understand that there's something wrong with passing it on. Then he goes and talks lashon hara. This lashon hara is my fault, and that's perhaps the teva of a lot of lashon hara. Loiseidech rochel ba'amecho, lashon hara goes amongst your people. It's news that travels. You have to be careful to make sure that the information that you pass on or share stops where it's meant to stop. If it's not going to, then one shouldn't speak it. That's the Loiseidech Rochel, the Ora Chaim's pshat. Rashi, as we know, says Loiseidech Rochel Oime Ani. It's Rashi's pshat. He says Shekol Meshalchim Medonim Masapri Loshen Hara Holchim Bevotei Roehem Leragil Ma Yirura Oime Yishmura Lesaper Bashuk. People who like telling Loshen Hara, they go to one person's house, they have a look, they see, well, what juicy gossip can I glean here? Goes to his next friend's house, passes on the gossip. His next friend's house, he's obviously looking for the piece of gossip he can pass on to the next person. That's the life of a Baal Lashon Hara. Loiseidech Rochel is always going to people's houses to find out the juicy gossip. So again, why did the Torah talk about Rechidos Lashon Hara with this pshat? Why does it use this interesting way of describing Lashon Hara, the Loiseidech Rochel, this person walking around looking for juicy gossip? Another question is the connection. B'tzedek tishpeit amisecha. The next pasuk is Loiseidech Rochel ba'amecho. Now Rashi said B'tzedek tishpeit amisecha. The first part k'mashmoi, which is an azhara on Beis Din. Azhara on Beis Din. So then Loiseidech Rochel ba'amecho is understood with the words of Chazal, who say that one of the instances of So the juxtaposition of B'tzedek Tishpeit HaMisecho with Loiseidech Rochel can be understood with the Chazal, who say that one of the instructions of Lashon Hara of Loiseidech Rochel is that a Dayan who sits in a Beis Din, three people, they discuss the case and they come up with a psak, and his two friends say forbidden and he says permitted. He's not allowed to then leave the courtroom and say I said, like, it was permitted, but I was outnumbered. Two people said it was forbidden. For sure, the person who was found to be guilty is going to be Broigus with the two Dayonim, because he knows who they were. When he doesn't know who they were, then he's in a much better situation. Judge favorably, but don't reveal who said what in the Beis Din. That's the pshat of the Beis Din. If Betzedek Tishbet Amisecha is, as Rashi's second pshat, Todun Chavercha Lechavsechus, how does that connect to Loisedek Rachel? Now, there's a discussion in Lashon Hara whether the main issue is the Midah Ra'ah, is the bad Midah behind Lashon Hara, or it's the Mnezik that a person does. It's a discussion that comes up in Halacha. It's a discussion that comes up in Chinuch as well. People discuss often, they see a problem with Lashon Hara in the Kehillah or the children, and they want to educate. Does one learn Hilchos Lashon Hara? Or does one work on the Midas that are behind Lashon Hara? The truth, I think, is definitely both. From experience, without learning Hilchos Lashon Hara, a person doesn't have the awareness. But without working on the Midas, it's a very hard challenge. Rabbi Yonah says this pretty much furush. Reish tezayin, shash lishi. V'amasape loshen hara, shtayim heino kore oisov. Hanezek v'haboishes ashe yigroi nachaveiroi. Two things a bad loshen hara has. Number one, the bad he causes his friend. And number two, b'chirosoi l'chayev u'laharshia es chaveiro v'simchosoi l'edom. His choice to say that his friend is bad. That's number two. Number one is the damage he causes. Number two is his choice. The Midah Ra'ah. What is this Midah Ra'ah? B'chirosoi l'harshia chaveiro. His choice to see his friend as bad. The Chavetz Chaim, in, I think it's called Gimel, at the end in the Be'er Ma'im Chaim, he makes a fascinating observation. He says that every case in the Torah that we have of Lashon Hara has a common theme. What cases do we have in the Torah of Lashon Hara? Yosef HaTzadik, Moshe Rabbeinu, Hein lo yaminu li, they won't believe me. Miriam spoke against Moshe Rabbeinu and the Meraglim. There's a fifth one, which is the Nachash. It's considered the source of all Lashon Hara. Says the Chavetz Chaim, the running theme is that all of these cases, the Avera wasn't so much Lashon Hara, it was Betzedek Tishvo Itam Yisecha. They misjudged the situation, they misjudged other people. Moshe Rabbeinu, v'hein lo yaminu li. He spoke bad about Klal Yisrael. What he said, obviously, is on Moshe Rabbeinu's level, and the Medrash is mashma actually that perhaps it would depend on him. Really, the situation was that they wouldn't believe. But had he said they would believe, it would have infused them with the courage to yes believe. But v'hein lo yaminu, he misjudged them, and he was punished with saras and a nochosh. Yosef HaTzadik, as we mentioned, he misjudged his brothers. The Mefarshim on Rashi there in Vayeshev, you can have a look there. They explain why each thing that they said, the Mezalza Bibnei Ashvachas, the Na'arayas, Eve Menachai, why it wasn't true. The Eve Menachai was perhaps a Ben Pekua, the Mishtamish Ma'arayas was perhaps a Machlokes between Yosef and his brothers about Negiyah Shaloi B'derech Chiba. And Chavetz Chaim brings a medrash that was a goylem. Don't know where it comes from. And then we have the Meraglim. The Meraglim's entire Avera was v'chein oyinu b'einehem. They saw a tremendous act of Hashkocha. HaKadosh Baruch Hu caused all these levias to be going on in order to distract the Kananim from the Meraglim. And they misjudged the whole situation. And they said, look, what's going on? It's Eretz Yecheles Yoshveho. And from that, they came to the terrible Lashon Hara, which caused us the Golos, etc., and the 40 years in the Midbar. Says the Chavetz Chaim, this is the Yesoid. The Kol HaTorah Kula, Lashon Hara is built on the Tzedek Tishpoit Amisecho, on not being done the Chavsechus. But this is obvious to understand, the Smichus in the Pasuk, it's Betzedek Tishpoit Amisecho, Lesedek Rochel, that is the key, that is the middle the person has to work on, is to see the good in others, or more, as we described, to understand that a person's motivation is always good. But people do not normally mean bad. That's something we can connect to. That's something we can work with. The Chavetz Chaim asks a question somewhere. Why in Metzora do we have a unique halacha in the korban of a Metzora that the oil was placed on the head of the mitahir? Right? Everywhere else, if you use oil in a korban, it's on the behoinah, it's on the ear, and here on the Baal Lashon Hara, it's to go on his head. So Chavetz Chaim actually gives a different answer. He says that connected to what he said in the quoted before the shiur. He says that the reason is because all Baalei Lashon Hara are also Mekablei Lashon Hara. Now, people, what we've been explaining, this connection between the Shoresh of Lashon Hara is the way I see other things, the way I understand other people. For sure, the Kapara involves Shemen on the Rosh of Mitahir. The Rav Chaim, in the Sichas Musa, Rav Chaim Shmulevitz, he points out that the Mem Yom, the 40 days that the Meraglim were in Eretz Israel, they were punished for 40 years in the Midbar, each for a day. He said, when did they speak Lashon Hara? They spoke Lashon Hara on the day they came back. Why are you getting 40 days punishment? Where's the Midah Keneged Midah? Says Reb Chaim, Hu Adav Asher Dibarnu. 40 days they were looking wrong. The Aveira that were punished, Lashon Hara, the Meraglim were punished for, was 40 days of Betzedek Tishbei Tamisecha, 40 days of looking at HaKadosh Baruch Hu's chesed and seeing it wrong. If they'd understood that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is being kind to them, they would have spent 40 days appreciating instead of 40 days judging wrong, and then they told Lashon Hara they're punished for the whole 40 days. Now we can understand the Lashon HaTorah, Loseidech Rochil Ba'amecha. We ask why is this interesting way of saying Lashon Hara? Loseidech Rochil Ba'amecha, Rashi says, a person goes to his friend's house, and he looks for the Jewish gossip and transfers it to the next person. The Lashon Hara, the Aver of Lashon Hara, you think is speaking to the next person? No. The Aver of Lashon Hara, the Torah is telling us, Loseilech Rochel, don't go into your friend's house with the wrong attitude. The Rochel goes into his friend's house in the first place and sees the situation incorrectly, and then he's a Rochel, then he goes off and he's perhaps hard to stop. The Isser and the Torah is teaching us, Loseilech Rochel, don't go, don't judge, don't look incorrectly. Go into your friend's house with the right attitude and you won't come to be a Baal Lashon Hara.
Can I just add that? B'nai Yisrael, in accepting the Lashon Hara of the Meraglim, that was only on that day, that they weren't doing it for 40 days.
Right. I think that because the Nesim were like the Shoresh of each Shevet, yeah, they had the Kleach so of each Shevet in them, that was put, yeah.
Okay, since we met the Chush of the speaker mentioned the Putz, he could say the Kish Putamisech of Rasisul of Kai. I'll repeat the story which jogged my memory now. Moirudi Kemase, that the mitzvah is Avei Don. There was once a young couple that moved very starry-eyed to Eretz Yisrael from America, and she supported the husband in learning, and he's in Koil, and the income that they had was because she was a talented artist, and she painted pictures, and she was very good, and the lady in question had a person in Tel Aviv who had a gallery, and the person marketed the pictures. His name was Noam, I think. And Noam was, he liked her work, he liked the product, and as the paintings were sold, he gave her the bulk of the money and took his commission, and this was the agreement that they had. And like this, some of those paintings took weeks, some of them took months to complete. But her work was desirable and it sold. He phones up Noam and he tells the young lady, Esther, you should know that the painting that you sent recently, the one with the waterfall, is just been sold. She says, hold on a second. I sent you two paintings. One was the one with the waterfall, the other one was the one with the meadow and the mountains. No, that's not correct. It was only one painting. Just the one with the waterfall. I don't recall anything like this. And her heart sank because she knew that the painting with the meadows and the mountains took 3 months for her to complete. It was a masterful piece of work. The painting with the mountains took a long, long time to complete. And that meant essentially 3 months of work. But she knew this man is taking her for a ride. She knew clearly she sent two paintings, not one. Now she's a wife of a Kollinger man, and she's faced with this question. Have I done kol udom lekaf schis? How is she going to see any merit? And she's grappling with this. She is an elche young woman, and she says, he's mamish a ganav. And I've got no question about it. And he wooed me into a place of trust so that eventually he'll cash in on thousands of pounds on a painting, and then he'll say to me, he only received the one I know I sent to. And she's grappling with this problem for several weeks until she got a phone call. And the guy on the other line of the line is called Noam, and he says, Esther, by the way, I want to tell you something remarkable that happened. What is it? She says skeptically.
Sorry?
She said skeptically.
Oh, skeptically.
And he said to her that the man who bought the painting came into the shop and he asked to change the frame because he's got a modern house and he wanted to have a different frame. And whether we can change it for something more sleek and straight instead of this more ornate one. And by the price of the painting, of course, I wasn't going to charge him for the change. I said, leave it with me and I'll deal with it. We took it into the back room and we removed the first frame. And there, lo and behold, as we took the frame off, there were two paintings who were stuck together. One of them was the one that he'd purchased, and the other one was the second one that you'd sent. And I, all this time, I had no idea that there were two paintings there and that we had already framed them. And when we framed them, both paintings, the one of the waterfall and the one of the meadows and the trees and the mountains, are both there, and I just phoned you up to tell you that we have discovered why the second one was missing. If it wouldn't have been for the fact that the man came in to change his frame, we would never have known that there's a second painting. And she writes about the story that happened to her, that she picked up her eyes to the Bein Shalom, and she says, I tried so hard to find right and justice in the courtrooms of my own mind, and I could not possibly fathom how there could be any other way around this except to accuse this man of theft. And lo and behold, you see, have I done as kol udom lekaf schis? I was trying desperately to. And the Bein Shalom helped me in the end of the day. Justice was done. This was just as in passing, but a nice vote for you as well to take off for Shabbos. There's another mitzvah which we've got, which was also mentioned, I think. So the question is asked, why does it say, there's two lashonos, and the obvious answer is there are people who are giving rebuke, and I know a long list of them, who love to give bissa, and Baruch Hashem, they find every reason in the world to explain to other people why they're not doing this right and they're not doing that right, and they're always in the business of improving others. So the mitzvah is hechayach techiach. There's two parts of it. Hechayach is before you start going about mechiach somebody else, first of all, check up about yourself. Til koyre by nenecho. So hechayach, if you really want that your teichucha should at least find its mark, then the way to do it is by first checking out that if you're criticizing your friend for coming late for davening, or because he wasn't quite the Baal Chesed that he ought to be. So check up to see whether your scoreboard is absolutely intact and 100% right. And then you can be sure that the Techucha is actually going to find its place. So there is a pusik which says, but Al toichach leletz pen yisnu eko. Hoicheach lechuchom veye uhuvecho. Which means, don't rebuke the scoffer, the one who is makes litzunus of you, because he'll hate you for it. So you go up to a fellow who is a kal, and he doesn't really attribute to any great seriousness to his Yiddish guide, and you tell him, you know, something, the video that you've been watching is a questionable, and you shouldn't be watching this. And you say to him, you know, the clothes that your wife is wearing was certainly not suitable for a bas yisur, the right face and the correct features that go with the rebuke as well. And he'll say to you, you know what, mind your own business, mate. And so what does it mean? So on the face of it, you're speaking about two different people. You speak about this person, you give him a rebuke, he'll hate you for it, and you speak to the wise man, and they'll love you for it. So I heard once, it was from Abe Tversky, but he said, Beshem somebody else, and he said that we're speaking about one person. The Chucham and the Letz is the same person. But which person are you addressing? Each person has within him two parts. If you speak to the Letz in the person, which means that you talk down to him and you say to him, you are Shaygetz, you are Avarian, you are a person who's a Balavaira, why do you do this? Then he'll hate you for it, because you are addressing the part inside him which will respond in turn for the way you're describing him, and therefore you're speaking to him in a place of superiority and to him from his place of inferiority, so he'll hate you for it. You speak to the person and you address within him the positive side, and you say to him, you should know, you're such a good guy, you should behave like this. Then you raise him and you don't push him down. And in which case, it's the same person, the chucham and the letz, and the sinner. And he says, well, we can understand this pusik here as well. Means sisu ulov means don't raise above him the sin. So what are you going to speak to? Are you going to speak to the person, or are you going to speak about the avaira? If you're sisu ulov chait and you raise and you concentrate and you give magnitude to the avaira, then of course he will look at you and will think to you, oh, so you say to me that I'm a poshi yisur and I'm a shaygetz. You know where you can take your rebuke and look inwardly, reflect about yourself. But if you speak about the person, then you're not being sisu ulav chet. The chet is not the thing which you are primarily speaking about, the man. And you're saying, azah yit vidi, pastish hazizel sir azah azah, because really I hold you in greater credence and in a greater, how do you say, esteem, that a person like this, I'm surprised that you would be doing anything like this. And then he will be mekabel what you say. So he got a new touch. And the tochiach es amisechu, v'lo yisisu ulof chet. Shalom.